welcome to Good Luck High Five, episode 456.
That's right. You're listening to a podcast that's for you if you play Magic the Gathering, whether you are currently eating bunny-shaped fruit snacks like I am, or you're just sitting at your computer playing some arena. We are here for you.
I'm one of your hosts, Maria.
I'm another one of your hosts, Megan.
And while I'm not eating bunny-shaped fruit snacks, although I will have to say, bunny-shaped is a bit of a stretch for what's happening to those fruit snacks right about now.
Yeah, they got real melty.
They look like,
in some scenario or another,
some kind of goo situation.
Yeah, just like little, they're just little ovals.
Little goo blobs. Mm-hmm. Sugar goo blobs.
They're very good.
On this episode, we're not only going to be talking about goo blob snacks, but also we're going to do magic story time.
That's right. We'll catch up on what's been happening around Innistrad so that you don't have to read it.
I mean, it's been a long time since we've had a check-in on the story. Last story we had, we were checking in on Strixhaven, so we want to find out what's happening on Innistrad. You know, before Crimson Vow releases, which is, as we said on the upkeep, about tomorrow. It releases on Arena on November 11th. So we want to make sure we're all caught up with what's going on there before we hit Crimson Vow. And next week, Crimson Vow preview start. Can you believe that?
Literally cannot.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. Mm-hmm. And because we've got Halloween on the way, we've got one more collector boostie here to open up.
Ooh.
And we're going to play Trick or Treat.
Yeah, we are. You know, where we pretend to be these dressed in the costumes of the cards.
And then we guess who is trick or treating.
Yeah.
It's a guessing game. See if you can beat me or Megan at guessing.
Try it.
Which of these cards?
Try it.
Or who?
Yeah. Okay, but before we do any of that, we have some people to thank.
Yes.
First and foremost amongst them are our patrons. Thank you so much to everyone who is a supporter of the show for making it happen.
Absolutely. You make the show come out of your cat's mouth every single month. Everybody over on patreon.com/glhfmagic. And we've got big, big thanks to our new patrons this week.
Yes. Thank you. Especially to Emily, Rick, Sad Trombone, Nathan, and Chris. And yes, I did say Sad Trombone because you know what? Someone got us. They got us.
They worked the system.
They worked the system. Usually we only have Sad Trombone on here if there are no new patrons.
Oh, Sad Trombone. You really spooked us good here.
Really good job. Really good job.
Thumbs up.
Whomstever did that.
Did you just say whomst?
Whomstever you are. I did say whomstever.
I mean, before you said amongst, and now that's whomst right. Makes sense.
Whomstever. I don't know. I just, you know, I'm enjoying it.
I like the mst ending to words. Yeah. We don't use them very much anymore.
No, not enough mst endings.
We do say slept and wept.
Yes.
Which are those kinds of endings. Anyway.
Slept.
Check out our language podcast.
Slept, wept, amongst and whomstever.
But you can join Sad Trombone and being super cool and funny by becoming a patron. Patreon.com/GLHFmagic. Get access to our awesome Discord server, patron tournaments when we hold them. Cool stuff that we ship to you for just being a patron.
That's right.
And supporting art that you believe in every single week.
Yes. Thank you also to Card Kingdom, our wonderful sponsor.
Oh, yes.
Card Kingdom, the perfect place to go for everything that you need magic related.
What if on Halloween, instead of giving out candy, you gave out a boostie?
Am I a millionaire?
I don't know. I'm just saying, I wonder what the cheapest boostie you can buy is to give out to kids.
Do you know what? This is actually a great idea.
I mean, we probably have one or two millionaires who listen to us. Maybe. I mean, maybe just one. I feel like there's got to be at least just one.
I bet you there's a millionaire who listens. Wow. I don't know, actually.
I think there is. I think there is for sure. If you are that millionaire, you could hand out boosties. Think about it.
Yes, and if there's any place you should get them, it's Card Kingdom.
Yes. Check out cardkingdom.com/GLHF. That's our affiliate link. Use it to buy anything you want from Card Kingdom. Even if you're not said millionaire, you can still shop there. They have low prices.
The one millionaire we have listening.
And super fast shipping. Yeah. And if you say good luck, high five, they'll give you a sticker or a token in your order for free. And they're just really, really great people.
Card Kingdom, where the millionaires shop for Halloween. Another great slogan for Card Kingdom from us.
I mean, honestly, how many kids did I give candy out to last year? Like 10, maybe?
Maria, I'm not your house. I don't know.
I think it was like 10. I mean, it's not a lot. So like I could afford to give 10 kids 10 boosters.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, great point.
Start a lifelong addiction that night on the Halloween stoop.
Yeah.
I wanted to say before we get into our show too, that you should check out our sister channel, Good Luck High Five Board Games.
Yeah.
Because we have a brand new review out this week.
That is of a very cool game.
Yes.
That none other than Magic Von Expert
Magic
worked on.
Magic Von Expert worked on it.
Yes. Magic Von very Expert proud. Helped, or like was one of the core team of designers of this game.
Yeah. And if you know Magic Von Expert, has been a guest on the show a number of times, knows everything about magic.
Yes.
Wears a top hat.
Yes.
And has now designed a board game called Decorum, and it's coming out next year, but we did a special preview and playthrough of it.
And it's very fun. You should absolutely watch
everybody,
it.
Everybody, look out for this game next year. This game is incredible. It's a cooperative two-player plus puzzle-solving game with roleplay.
It's delightful.
It's delightful. Check it out, youtube.com/GLHF board games. Watch the playthrough. It's just super fun.
Yeah. All right, Maria.
Yes.
We have a new segment.
Yeah, we do. Yay, new segment time.
Yes, this is the Scryfall random card.
Yes. So what we're going to do is kick off our shows by hitting the random card button on Scryfall. Megan's going to hide the computer for me.
Okay.
And find a random card. Now, this might be a card I know. It might be a card from Magic's history. It could be any card that's ever been printed. And I'm going to try and guess what this card does.
I literally just, Scryfall has a wonderful button that says random card and you push it.
I just think this will be a fun way for us all to live a little bit of Magic history together and develop our design thinking around Magic cards. If it's a land, I guess we can skip it.
All right, Maria, how much should I tell you?
How about you just tell me the name?
Okay.
And I'll try and fill in the rest.
Do you want to see the art? Because we can download the art.
Oh, that's
Scryfall.
A good idea. Yeah. If you're pretty sure I don't know what the card is, you can show me the art.
Sure.
And then I'll try and retcon the right. card from there.
Maria, here's the art.
Oh, that is beautiful.
It's really beautiful art.
Wow. It's two women standing back to back. They're like the same person, though.
It's like a mirror.
Mirror
it's like
image.
Mirror back to back.
And one is holding a glowing egg and one is holding a bird.
Yes. And the card's name is Time Stop.
Oh, Time Stop. Oh, if you've taken an extra turn this game, you lose.
You wish.
I know. Maybe I'm reading a little too much into what happened last week on the show. Time Stop. Time Stop. Everything phases out. It's three blue. Everything on the opponent's side and your side phases out. I don't know why a fog is this expensive. It's definitely a blue card. A blue card.
Do you believe that it is a sorcery, an instant, a creature, an artifact, a land?
Ooh, what about this? It's an instant and it immediately ends your opponent's turn.
Okay.
That's what I think it is. Three blue, time stop, instant, immediately end your opponent's turn.
Maria, you are shockingly close.
Holy cow, am I really?
Four blue, instant, end the turn.
Oh, no way! I was one mana off? One mana off?
One mana, and it doesn't say opponent. It just says
end the turn. I mean, that's so much more graceful. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, I mean, are you going to end your own turn? I suppose there's probably some reasons you would want to.
Wow.
I can't believe myself.
Really good work.
What set is this from?
Champions of Kamigawa was the original, it looks like. And then it was reprinted in 10th edition.
Oh, okay.
I think chronologically I am saying those correctly.
Wow, that's a pretty cool card.
Yeah, the art is gorgeous.
Unbelievable.
Really,
okay.
Really, really good.
I'm going to challenge Megan here.
Okay, yeah, hit me.
All right, random generation, activate. Okay, well, this one... we've hit a really funny one here for Megan. I'm going to have you look at the art here. I mean, it is truly random. Any card, literally.
No idea. I know this is from, this is one of the playtest cards in a mystery booster.
Yes.
It has to be.
Yeah. Because that art is.
Because it's just like a person's doodle, like a pen doodle in the margins of a notebook is what it looks like.
And what is this doodle of, Megan?
It's of a wizard with question marks and exclamation points casting a spell that's, and it's saying, can we make it arcane?
Okay.
So,
yep.
Literally, literally no idea. I'm going to guess that it's, it's one in a blue...
Uh-huh.
One in a hybrid blue-red.
Okay.
And it says target spell is arcane.
That's a very good guess. Do you want to guess what the name of the card is simply from the art?
Oh, the name of the card is, I feel like I told you the name of the card. I will guess it.
Okay.
Wow. What? Blue Mage Requests.
Great guess. The name of the card is actually How to Keep an Izzet Mage Busy.
Oh, great.
But you were on the right track with the hybrid mana. It is just, but it's just one hybrid blue-red mana.
Oh, I'm going to, okay, yeah, tell me, what does it do?
All right, it's a sorcery. Return How to Keep an Izzet Mage Busy to its owner's hand. That's what it does.
Great.
That's what it does. You just play it and you bounce it back to your own hand.
You put it right back in your own hand.
Unbelievably useless unless you're storming or I don't know what.
Not even, it doesn't even.
I mean, it, I guess it's fairly cheap. I mean, I guess it does
do that. It's okay. Just, do you know, I am very proud of the hybrid blue-red.
Yeah, you got that.
Like, that's pretty.
You got that.
Pretty sharp.
And what a great card to get for one of our first randoms on Scryfall. One of our
first randoms. Oh my goodness. I love it.
Well, that's a new segment, Scryfall Randomizer. Just a nice little amuse-bouche to start off the show.
Yeah, what a fun, what a fun time. What a fun palette awakener.
That's right. Palette awakener, I believe, is the direct translation of French for amuse-bouche.
I thought that was like, is that like palette amuse?
Fun mouth. That's how fun I mouth. Say it.
Well,
sir, I've brought in a plate of fun mouths.
No, mouth thank you. Funds. I'm good. I'm good. We'll pass. This table passes.
What if I called it an amuse-bouche?
Oh, yeah, in that case. We'll
then you're
10.
Into it. Yeah, I see. All right, everybody, it's time to dive deep into Magic Story Innistrad style.
Yes. Okay. So I will, I'm going to preface this segment by saying, one, I've only read the first two episodes so far.
How many are there right now?
Five, I believe. Okay. And I think that they're all about five for each set that
comes
out.
Okay,
And then there's also the additional stories that are like offshoots that are written by different people. But there's like the five episode arc that's written by one person. And I thought that I would have read more of them to give you more information about what's happening in the Magic story right now.
Yeah.
Except that I was not a particular fan.
Oh no.
I don't particularly love this one.
Okay. That's fair.
Simply because I have some choice notes for the writing. choice notes are when you are not critiquing anything except like what you feel like, right? You're not giving like an actual substantive critique to something.
You're just saying like, make it better.
You're just saying like, I would have done it differently. That's what a choice note means. It's not actually helpful. It just means I would have done it differently. So I just want to be clear that I'm, you know, I feel like a little, obviously they work quite hard on this,
but you know,
but it was not.
Opinions are things we are allowed to have.
Yes. I just think that like a lot of it was just kind of, it was one, it like it's confusingly written.
Okay.
It's in like a weird, it's in like third person, but it's very close third, but also the tensing of it is weird.
Close third. that's when everything's in third person, but whispered right into your ear.
Yes, but whispered right into your ear.
It's close third.
It means that you're very close to the perspective of the character that's being written about.
This is close third.
So even though, you're not hearing Arlen Korn say, I feel this way, you know how Arlen Korn feels because you're inside of her head, even though it says Arlen feels this way.
That's weird.
That's your writing lesson for today.
Okay.
yeah, close third. And it's just like, like I said, the tensing is different. It's like present tense, I don't know, but sometimes kind of past tensey.
Postmodern tense.
It is a little postmodern tense. Okay, so we start off with a vampire who's in the trees, who's being like pursued. We get the idea that he just murdered someone back in the village.
Okay.
And he's being pursued by some militia. And he's like laughing because he's like, I'm going to eat all of you because it's about to be dusk. And I'm a vampire.
I'm ready to feed.
And so the sun sets and his, you know, he's doing his vamp transformation. Sick. And then he turns around and he realizes that the three, what he thought were humans chasing him, are actually three werewolves.
Hold up.
They bust out of their human clothes.
And turn werewolf.
And turn
you just said vampire transformation. I'm just like, in this vampire lore, are you saying that vampires look human until dusk and then they vamp out?
I'm unclear about whether there's a lot that I'm unclear about, which is also one of the problems.
Okay.
That
yeah.
I had.
Sure enough.
Is that okay? So I think it seems like their powers awaken more when it's nighttime.
But
I don't know if they're only nighttime vamps.
I really need to know this. Just really need to know, wizards.
I'm sorry.
Because there's so many different kinds of vamps that exist. Like Buffy vamps, they yes. vamp out.
Yes.
They get all monster face.
Yes.
Other vamps, constant vamp. They just go to sleep during the day.
This is more of, right, this is a constant vamp because they knew he was a vamp.
Yeah, yeah, because he killed. Yes. He just killed.
But also, I think that he killed by getting close to the person by pretending to be human.
Weird. I mean, that is something vampires also can do if you're not showing your fangs. Yes.
And they can do like the glamour thing.
Glamour,
right?
Yeah.
They do have that in Innistrad, which is like their charm.
Cool.
Right? Is like the thing that they charm use to check. Get people to trust them. So I get the feeling that they are mostly, almost all the time, pretty vampy, but.
Extra vamp?
But.
Nighttime.
One, they can use their glamour on a lot of people to like trick them into not seeing that they're vampires. And two, when the sun sets, they get extra vampy. Like it talks about his fangs transforming.
Descending?
Yes, like transform, you know, his fangs getting sharper and like his body gets really weird and elongated.
I don't understand.
Anyways, he's also a Falkenrath. So on Innistrad, all of the different vampire bloodlines have different characteristics and things that they lean into. And the Falkenraths are very like animalistic hunters. They're all about embracing the non-humanness of being a vampire.
Cool.
And being like more kind of like feral.
Wow.
And very like, yeah.
That's why like he was up in the tree.
Predators. Exactly. So he's like running. Yeah. And then he's like up in the tree and he gets like, he does his own kind of weird transformation and he's like getting ready to feed. But then all of a sudden these three or four people who have been chasing him werewolf out.
Wolf out.
Right. He vamps up and they wolf out.
Yeah. Love it.
And they just like snatch him right out of the sky.
Not a close contest.
Like just pull him to pieces.
Wow.
So, you know, that
who would win, you know?
Yeah.
A werewolf.
I don't want to be mean about this writing, so I'm not going to.
No, we're just going to tell the story. We're just telling the story.
This is me not pulling out a line that really frustrated me.
Uh-oh, now you have to. Sorry, you set it up.
Okay.
What's the line?
Right. This is, and to be fair, this is not at all of the debacle of like, the War of the Spark stories.
Oh, sure.
Nothing at all like that, right?
Sure,
thank goodness. This is like, this has much better rep and all of that. Dogs, after all, can pluck anything out of the air if they put their minds to it.
I have no idea what
that
means.
That's not true.
It's just not true.
It's also functionally untrue. A dog cannot pluck a goose out of the air. That's not a thing.
No, I've never seen a dog pluck anything.
Like a dog can catch a frisbee.
But I would not call that plucking.
No, it's not plucking. And there's like a lot of caveats. A frisbee is like not too far off the ground.
And a dog is meant to catch it.
Yes.
It was made for a dog to catch. I feel like plucking is like using a hand or some kind of tool like a hand, not a mouth. I would never say somebody plucked something with their mouth.
Yeah, also that. I would also never describe myself as plucking something with my mouth.
No. I think this is an uncomfortable thought, honestly. I'm here for that. Yeah.
All right. So anyways, that's okay. I'm sorry I'm mean.
Well, it was funny.
Okay.
In our defense.
Just choice notes. Again, right? Maybe you loved
humorous.
It. That's also fine. Choice notes. Okay, so we swap over. We're hanging out with Arlen now, right?
Was she one of these wolves?
No.
Okay.
She was not one of these wolves. She's running around with a pack of actual wolves.
Oh.
Actually, first, she's in a village with a woman. I think the woman whose husband was just murdered by the vampire, or someone else's husband who was just recently murdered, maybe in this instance by werewolves.
Okay.
And so this woman's husband has recently been murdered, and Avacyn is like chilling with her and trying, or not Avacyn, sorry, Arlen is chilling with her.
I was like, what?
No, Avacyn is long dead. Arlen is chilling with her, and then she hears tell of witches, right? And not like the bad kind of culty witches who are trying to summon demons, but like an older school, like pre-Avacyn type of witch.
Interesting.
That was more about community and like protecting everybody. And there are some really nice thoughts about community in this, right? And how it's hard to develop community and a sense of safety.
When everyone's constantly dying.
When you're constantly dying.
Yeah, I mean, fair.
So, anyways, and there's also stuff sprinkled in, which we already knew, which is that, like, the sun keeps setting earlier and earlier and earlier all the time. To the point where, like, they're having a hard time with the harvest this year because stuff didn't get enough sunlight, etc.
Because these wolves be messing with the sunset.
Yeah, exactly. Or somebody is. I don't know who is. We don't know that yet.
Okay.
Okay. Then we have, like, a scene of her running with her pack of actual wolves. There's a whole lot of, like imagery.
Violins playing. Slow motion.
They see this white stag and they chase it, but then she's like, no, we're not going to kill it. It's too beautiful. And in the morning, she wakes up and Tovalar, who we only we know passingly.
Who we know as a great pick and draft.
Exactly. Tovalar, who we know as a great pick and draft, has like left the stag with its like head stuck through on a sword or something like that.
That's very film imagery for me there.
And he's like, you're too soft. You've always been too soft.
Nice.
So anyways, she and her wolves go on a little like look about for the witches.
Can she talk to these wolves?
In the way that wolves talk to other wolves, yes.
So telepathy.
She appears to telepathy with them.
Nice.
Not like a full-on conversation, but you know, they have like an exchange.
Every smell is a sentence to a wolf.
Exactly. There's lots of sentences like that in here. Okay. So like they go running and then they find this coven of witches out by the Celestis deep in the woods.
Nude.
Yeah. I mean, basically.
I'm just assuming.
Sure. Arlen is nude when she untransforms from a wolf.
Oh, yeah.
And one
you're
of
not
her
wearing
wolves
clothes.
Has like a little pack that carries her clothes in
Oh,
it.
That's nice.
So she gets her clothes out of the pack and like puts them on. But later on, all of that is forgotten, okay? It's established and then later on completely abandoned.
It's like with the Hulk, we all are on board that he tears everything but his tiny little shorts.
Except his tiny shorts.
And we all just accept it because the other way is much too regrettable to think about.
Yes! Anyways, so she finds Catilda, and they're like, it's in this like witch's enclave of like,
also great pick and draft.
Yes, great pick and draft. two dozen or so witches hanging out.
Great.
And Catilda is like, oh, we're gonna have a Harvesttide festival. We're gonna get as many people as we can to come out for it. And Arlen is like, that's a terrible idea. You can't put a bunch of humans in one spot on Innistrad. Because she's basically like, they're gonna all get murdered.
Yeah.
Bad idea.
Hello, are you a human who lives in Innistrad? Guess what? It's terrible.
Yes.
You should move.
Exactly. And Catilda is like, nope, we're gonna do this whole rite. Like they used to do it in ancient times with the Celestis and this thing called the Moonsilver Key, which nobody knows where it is. But if we find the Moonsilver Key and use it in this rite, we can make we can make the sunset stop being so early.
She's planning the party, but she doesn't have the snacks.
Exactly. And so Arlen is like, for some reason in the middle of this, she hears Tovalar and his wolves calling in the distance, and they run off to follow him in the middle of this conversation with Catilda.
Bye.
I think, anyways, Catilda is like, we have to do it right. And then...
Well, you need the key, Catilda.
Exactly. And then Arlen is like, literally mid-sentence just is done and runs away.
Somebody needs to get the white cheddar cheesy puffy Cheetos.
Yeah.
The white cheddar Cheetos, or there's not going to be a party.
The best Cheetos.
Obviously.
Yes. Well known. Okay. Hold on.
All right, so that's story number one.
That's story number one.
Ends mid-conversation with Catilda as her wolves are like, bye!
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now we go to the second one starts in the past, I think.
Okay.
It must, because Tovalar, and it turns out that Tovalar is kind of like the werewolf that turned Arlen.
Oh, okay.
Werewolf.
Okay.
Which in their case is just like, in the case of Innistrad, lore is just answering the call of the pack.
Yes, we talked about this when we saw the video.
Yes. When you don't get bit, you just get called.
Like these orphans are wolfed and like somebody's just dangling some red mist in front of their face and all of a sudden they're wolfed.
You feel the red mist. And I was like, okay.
What is this?
Which is also a euphemism for when girls get their first period.
Felt the red mist that day. Was just sitting downstairs.
Judy Blume herself coined the phrase.
Making some beaded lizards.
Oh my goodness.
Life was never the same.
Okay, anyways.
You remember those beaded lizards?
Yes. Of course I do.
That was the day.
Anyways. So it turns out, right, Tovalar, way back in the day, turned Arlen Wolf when she was just a kid.
Oh, so unlike vampires, you're not locked in at that age. Because werewolves are not immortal.
No.
Okay.
They seem to age slower, but they're not locked in.
I mean, who knows what vampire lore I'm drawing from, but basically we know vampires are immortal.
Yeah. I think that, vampires are pretty...
You get locked in.
Yeah, pretty generally thought to be locked in. uh-huh. Okay. So, and it goes a little bit into backstory with her and Tovalar, with how, like, she had all of these, like, doubts when she was first turned, and she was basically like, why can't we not kill people? Why can't we just eat animals? And it turns out the answer is because Tovalar is, like, bloodthirsty and power-hungry.
You can just eat animals.
Yes. Yeah, okay. You can as a werewolf.
It's a true blood situation.
Yeah, but they choose to eat people. And Tovalar is just like, this is what we do.
Kind of like the feral vampires. Like,
yes.
Embrace the side of yourself.
That's very much. Yes, he is very much like that.
Hello, you're a werewolf. Are you going to be a werewolf or are you going to be a weird human wolf?
And he's like, they hunt us anyways, right?
Yeah.
There's like... backstory with Tovalar, whatever. And she kind of has like this like longing to do more, but is also like scared and doesn't. It's some very,
struggling
a lot
with
going
the
on.
Wolf side versus the human side.
Yes.
A tale as old as time.
Yes. Okay. And now in the present, they're running in the woods after this howl, that she knows is Tovalar's. They have more flashback where he's like, hunting is who we are. And she's like, I want something more, but I don't want to eat people, but I want more. Do I have to eat people to want more? I don't know. I also don't know if this conflicts with the Arlen backstory that we knew from the very first set where she was introduced.
I'm just imagining her saying that in a drunk history. I want more, but I don't want to eat people, but I want more. Yes. It would be so good.
Anyways.
Yeah.
There's like a lot of her just being in her feelings about this stuff. Okay. And then we're back in... the present, not a lot. If you're like, Megan, why aren't you telling us more about what's happening? The answer is because not much is.
Okay.
In the present, she's running through the woods until she runs into Tovalar, who has this new strain of werewolf with him, which is Dire Strain, which they're huge.
Oh.
Because there's also different strains of werewolves. So they're Dire Strain werewolves. They're huge.
Okay.
And his call is like, it pulls her wolves away from her. Like, they want to go hunt. He's like, everyone's here. All these wolves answer my call because I promised them the hunt, and they want to hunt, and you know you want to hunt too. Which is why she's having this like, in my past, I was so young and confused, and now I'm just older and also confused. Okay, right.
Okay,
that's
got it.
Just all that's happening for a long time. Back in her past, she, like one night when she's wolfed out, she gets shot by a bolt, like a Cathar shoots her or a hunter shoots her, and then she wakes up and she killed the hunter and she feels bad about it, but also they shot her.
I mean, she went into a wolf rage. Well, at least it wasn't silver. Is that what you have to shoot werewolves with?
Yeah. Okay. Whatever it was, apparently it didn't kill her. Whatever happened, obviously didn't kill her. Okay, all of these wolves are coming around Tovalar. He's like, this is our new pack.
Arlen's just having an existential crisis.
Exactly. There's just like, she's like, oh, people have been living here for generations. All they want to do is live without fear, same as we do.
I like this sentence here. This sums it up. More howls, closer now. Arlen's heart hammers in her chest. She needs to hunt. She wants to run.
Yep.
There you go. I summed it up.
You did. You summed it up. Okay. And then it's like she is afraid. And then the next section in the present, she's like, she's not afraid. I don't know. He's smiling. She hates that he's smiling.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
Okay.
So this is just Arlen's backstory into her psyche right now.
Yep.
Okay, got it.
Let's see. She rounds at him, but he doesn't move. You want to hunt, he says.
Wow, we've been doing this now for a few scrolls here on this episode.
Okay. They want to hunt her wolves, so they go with Tovalar and she lets them. And she's like, okay. Let's see. We go back into her past where she tries to go to church a bunch.
Weird.
To church the wolf out of her.
Everyone knows you can't church the wolf out, you know?
You can't church the wolf out.
Sorry, Arlen, but that's commonly known.
So yeah, she tries, and then he shows up in church one day and is like, you're a wolf, come on. And then she is a wolf.
Wow, I don't know what's happening here. Like, not a lot.
Oh my goodness.
There's not a lot of plot occurring.
He wants to hunt. Her wolves want to hunt. The pack wants to hunt.
We've been over this! We get it!
Okay, so eventually her wolves run off and Tovalar and his whole pack run off and she lets her wolves go with him and they all go to go, you guessed it, hunt.
Huh? Oh, wait, what?
I know, of all things!
What's the name of this set?
Hunt.
The Midnight Hunt.
Okay, she goes back to Catilda and is like...
Remember that conversation we were having? Let's continue.
Yes, that I literally ran out in the middle of... She's like, okay, I'll find the moon silver key for you. So things are actually happening
now. Okay, that's
now,
a thing.
And they happen in like one paragraph where she like planeswalks to Ravnica, files some paperwork to try to see Jace and can't get to him.
You have to file paperwork to see Jace?
Apparently you have to file paperwork to see Jace.
Good grief, Jace. Get over yourself.
Okay, and then she goes and she finds Teferi.
Okay.
And she's like, help me. And he's like, cool. And Chandra and Kaya are there and they're like, cool.
All right.
So Chandra, Teferi, and Kaya come back to Innistrad with her.
Oh, so that's how Teferi's on Innistrad.
Yes, exactly. Right. And so they, you know, all these people are gathering, including Adeline Resplendent Cathar, who we have some art for.
Also a good draft pick.
It's a great draft pick. Although not as good as some other rares. Or some uncommons, honestly, I'll say it. Okay, anyways. Yes. So they're all there and she's like, we're going to go find your moon silver key. We'll start looking in Thraben. The end.
Okay.
Nothing happened for a long time. And then a lot happened very quickly.
Yeah. Like getting like the gate watch together. Hello.
She basically did, but we didn't get to see any of that. It was like literally.
I want two pages on filing the paperwork to see Jace. That's what I'm interested in.
Yes. What kind of paperwork are we talking about here? Want to read more about the paperwork.
How many forms? How long is the waiting period? Do I need a passport?
Ugh. Okay, anyways.
Wow.
So that's what's happening so far.
Okay.
Is that Arlen is looking for the Moonsilver Key to help Catilda with this whole ritual.
Yep.
And Tovalar is like getting all the wolves together to have a big hunt.
Okay, great.
Hence, Midnight Hunt.
Well, maybe...
I'm sorry I was so mean. I feel really bad.
Well, I mean, look, we...
But I was really upset reading these two
We've got to be honest here on Good Luck High Five, you know? And like, if you thought the story could be better, the story could be better.
I really thought that the story could have had a lot more happening.
That's fair, I think. That's not too much to ask.
Because even the emotional resonance parts were just like repeated back and
We're filling a little bit of time here, maybe, you know, like clickety clackety. Let's get those 2,000 words out. Well, we've got three more episodes to go.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can pick this up like next week to wrap up the story or in a couple weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
And
we'll find out what happens.
Because Crimson Vow, like we've said so many times,
yeah,
is on the horizon, much like a blood moon. It is rising.
It is a rise.
I made the on the fly decision to rhyme horizon and rise.
Yep. I know.
Should I have made that choice? You know what? Who can say? But it's occurred.
We're not here to judge your speaking.
We're only here to judge
someone else's hard work.
I mean, truly, that is what we do when we talk about draft or the sets or wrong. Whatever. You know,
all like, of it is judging someone's hard work.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
If you want to judge us, you can tweet at us at GLHF Magic with the hashtag judging the judgers.
Please do.
Any opinion you want.
Any opinion you want.
We're here for it. We've heard it all.
We truly have.
You know, so like.
Judging the judgers.
There's only so much you can do to us at this point. Hey, everybody. It's time to go trick-or-treating.
Yay. Okay. So the way this works is that we're going to each take some cards from this pack. And then we'll, you know, we'll knock on each other's doors dressed in our little trick-or-treat costumes.
Yeah, and then we'll try and guess who is coming to trick-or-treat. This is a collector booster, so some of these are okay, face
don't
up.
Look, don't look.
I'm not looking. I'm not looking.
Or they're
I'm
double-sided. Okay,
I mean, yeah, double-sided. That's what I mean. Okay, I just, oh, you're just taking there a pile? Okay.
Yeah, I just took this pile.
Okay, okay. Took the pile.
One,
I took the pile.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
There's a lot of spooky costumes in this.
How many do you have?
I have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Okay, here, you can take
okay,
this one.
Okay, that one. All right. All right, great, 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 great. Oh, where did it go? I have to pull it out again. Okay, well, whatever. I'll dress up as this.
Okay. Ooh, I have the full art hold on.
We're showing it off. We're showing it off. Look at that. Look at that beautiful bean footage. That's a beautiful swamp.
Yeah.
Foil and gorgeous. All right.
Hold on, I'm gonna have to take one back because
because one was a token. Okay.
Okay.
Ding dong.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, girl? I'm here for trick or treating, and if you give me, you're giving me a treat. But I've got some treats to give you as well, and maybe one of your friends too.
Wait, you're gonna give me and my friends treats?
That's right. That's just how I roll. Oh, hey, excuse me. I brought my forge with me, if you don't mind, on this trick-or-treating mission. I'm just gonna bang out a sword. You want a sword? You want a sword while you give me the treats? Clang,
yeah,
clang,
I'd
clang,
love a
clang.
Sword? What?
It's just what I do. I make swords. I take it everywhere with me.
You have a sword.
I've got a sword, and I've got candy for you and a candy for one of your friends.
What?
If you happen to have a friend, you can have you can have the one candy, and the friend doesn't have to have the other one candy, but you can
like,
have the one
candy. Nobody has one candy?
Well, somebody's going to get one candy.
Somebody gets one candy.
No matter what. But okay. I can give out candy to you and candy to somebody else, girl.
I
clang, clang, clang.
Literally no idea. I've never seen this card in my life.
Oh, you sure have. You sure have. I said I brought my forge.
Yes.
Specifically, it's a smithy. So I carry my smithy with me wherever I go. And I don't work in gold, but I work in another precious metal.
Silver.
That's right.
Silversmith.
That's right.
Gavinny Silversmith. That's right. Oh, Gavinny Silver. Okay. I started saying Silversmith. Puts a plus one counter on two creatures.
Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. Good.
And he's got an earring too. So you know he's hitting on you with that earring for sure.
All right. Oh man. All right.
I'm so excited for Halloween. Who's at my door? Creep.
Hey. I'm here. Do you have something to drink?
Oh, are you? Are you already drunk?
I don't care for that kind of talk
are
about me.
Are you drunk on Halloween and trick-or-treating? I mean...
Trick-or-treat.
YOLO, I guess. Yeah.
Trick-or-treat before I run in there.
Do you want... What do you want? Beer? You want wine?
I want a wolf out!
Oh, you want a wolf out?
I want to wreck this place now.
Oh.
Okay. No, well, I'm not wolfing out. I want to drink more. I do two things. I drink and I wolf.
You are the card. Wolven drunkard.
And I don't know what else to tell you. This isn't my usual place. I mean, usually.
Tavern brawler. Yes.
Tavern ruffian. Like, yeah, tavern ruffian and tavern smasher.
Tavern smasher. Okay, yes. Okay,
I actually
okay.
have two copies of this card.
Oh, wow.
I have one foil and one of the Equinox.
The Equinox. Ugh, beautiful.
So good. Okay.
All right. Well, my costume's very strange here, but you know, okay. You do what you gotta do. Ding dong.
Hello.
What? Sound of glass. Sound of glass. Smash, smash, smash.
Hello. Are you dressed as Defenestrate?
I sure am.
Hey, I'm here trick-or-treating as the concept of being thrown out a window.
Yep. Kids, if you want to go as Yeet this year, think about it. Think about it.
Do it. Okay.
Okay. Another trick-or-treater. Hello.
Give me some candy or I'm going to light this match. Ooh, I lit this match anyway. Am I going to burn something down?
Are
Am
you
I
burned not? Down the house?
I'm not burned down the house. Oh. But
you're going to burn
having
some.
A really good time. Ooh, maybe fire. I should just like light this torch and then I'll juggle this around.
Flame juggler was not in this set. Are you some kind of goblin?
Just having a good time. I happen like that, baby.
You're an instant. Oh, you're the red instant that does too. And then you scry if it's to the face. Play with fire. Oh, I pulled that name out of somewhere that was hidden back dark in my brain. Oh my God. I can't believe this card was in this pack. Oh. I'm having a reaction right now. Oh, okay. Ding dong.
Hello.
Hello. Hold on. Let me fold in my wings so they can fit through your doorway. Yes, here I am.
Are you Sigarda in my own home?
I'm Sigarda!
In my own home?
Look at this. It's the...
Oh my goodness.
Everybody, I'm freaking out.
It's so beautiful.
It's so pretty.
Oh my goodness. This is
what's this one called?
It's like the black and white, like the horror.
The horror movie, whatever, black and white, and it's in foil. Everybody, I'm freaking out.
It's really beautiful.
This is the most beautiful card in the set to me. She's wearing the flower crown.
Yes, it's very elaborate. She has like the candles around her.
Oh, we opened it.
So gorgeous.
Oh, I hope that we have that this is playable and standard with Crimson Vow, please.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry, I'm freaking out. That was great.
That's okay.
Great
knock,
pull.
Knock.
Hello.
Hi. I was just noticing all of the really beautiful friends that you have in this tree here. Oh. I just like them so much.
Friends, my birds?
Oh. Yes. They're so nice.
You know what? I love your costume. Bird admirer. Yes. What's the other side of that one? Bird.
Wing shredder.
Wing shredder.
Yes.
Great. Oh my gosh. Are you ever going to get this one? Ding dong.
Come. Hello?
Oh, hello. I noticed that you've got some nice candy there. Do you mind if I just reach in and take some?
What it's here for.
I'm gonna take how many pieces am I gonna take here?
How many pieces are you gonna take?
I'm gonna take two of these candies and I'm gonna give one back to you. You can have it and shuffle it back into the bowl. And I'm gonna take the other one and I'm going to eat it.
Okay, but it's my candy.
I get that.
But you can just have both of them. They're both for
it's
you.
It's not what I do. Ooh, I'm gonna do it again, actually. I'm going to take another two of your candies. You can have one. I'm going to look at both, but I'm going to take the best one.
You can just have.
And I'm just going to eat it.
Both of them. Okay, hold on.
Mmm, delicious.
You're not throwing my candy away that you didn't want.
Let's just check it. Let's just look at this. Oh, no, the other one's going to go back in the bottom of the bowl.
Oh, no.
Specifically the bottom of the bowl, both of them. But I ate both, the other two.
You ate the other two? Memory deluge?
As if they were my own candies. Good guess, but no.
Wow. Okay.
Wait. If you want to know what I'm wearing.
Is it the red blue one?
No.
Yeah, tell me what you're wearing.
No, I'm wearing a purple crop top with some sweet armor on the shoulders and a purple skirt.
That's a great outfit.
It looks awesome, to be honest with you. And I've got two people that I believe I've just sucked their blood on either side of me.
Oh, Are you, look at your insight. Do you lose to life?
No, I don't. What? I don't lose to life. I just get your candy.
You just get, siphon insight.
Siphon insight.
Wow.
That was a tough one.
That was a really tough one.
Like, because you just don't take this in draft. You do, but like, you know, and just, you don't really see play. So
I just, like, how many times have I ever thought of this card?
I know,
and
exactly.
And I've never looked at the art.
Like, right? Her outfit's great.
Her outfit is great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Another child here at my door.
Yes.
Knock, knock, knock. Ooh, hello. What are you dressed as?
Hi, I'm here, and I'm very brave, and when I die, I will bring all my friends back from the graveyard.
You know what, child? That was cute for a little while, until you mentioned the death thing. Oh, you're bringing all your friends back?
I'm bringing my friends back from the graveyard.
Of them?
Yeah.
All of them?
Okay, I'm only so powerful, so I can only bring so many of them back. Specifically, it's related to how powerful I am.
Oh.
I'm never around. I might not exist as a card out in the wild because how often have I seen this? How often have I seen myself?
Are you saying this is an example of a card that does not exist?
Yes, this is an example of a card that does not exist.
Is this something weird that's not from Innistrad?
No, it is.
Oh, okay. Gosh, that's based on your power. Stuff comes back from the graveyard? I don't know what this card is.
Actually, what is this symbol? It's not the werewolf.
Oh, okay.
Like, maybe I have seen this card. What? Okay.
What is this?
Moreland Rescuer.
Whoa, what is it?
What is this?
That's a commander card.
Oh, yeah, we wouldn't have gotten
it. Yeah, we wouldn't have. I don't know what that one is. Oh, yeah. So they stuck a commander card in here. Oh, secrets.
It's a beautiful borderless.
Wow.
It's a 4/4. When it dies, return any number of other creature cards with total power X or less from your graveyard to the battlefield,
sure,
where X is Moreland Rescuer's power.
Yeah.
Great card.
Oh, cool. Okay. All right. Nice costume.
Thank you.
This is one of my favorite outfits to wear. Ding dong.
Hello.
Hello. I am here to slay the darkness and to take your candy and send it into exile. Any candy wrappers you have left on the ground, that is, I will exile them for you. I believe in recycling.
Wait, tell me more about yourself.
I fight for the right. I fight for the light. And I take all candy wrappers that have been used that you might have ideas for. And I'm going to take them and recycle them myself.
Oh,
I will also give myself protection if I've got some friends next to me that are different powers than me. Specifically two other ones.
You're not Liesa.
No.
You're...
I have a sweet sword.
Yeah, you do. I'm sure you do.
Yes, it's excellent. And I just want to say that if you try to hurt me, I've got my friend here who's smaller than me and my friend who's larger than me. And together, you cannot hurt me. Ha ha!
What? Wait, are you the... It's a 3-2 for one and a white?
Yes, I am.
Sun Gold Sentinel?
Nailed it.
Oh, my
goodness. There it is. Extended art, Sun Gold Sentinel.
Yeah.
Look at that beauty.
Great.
In love with this card, obviously, yes, because I played mono white in the Arena Open this past weekend and lost at 6 wins.
Maria, that's the only story you tell us about the Arena
Open.
It is
literally the only thing that ever happens to me.
It's all that you do.
And here's the thing. Like, the mono white deck is great. It's very, very fun to play. But I won some games. This makes it even worse. I won some games that in no way, shape, or form should I have won them. Like,
no.
It was wonderful. Like, coming back from the brink and, like, being at one life and, like, hard fought. And then it's like, you lose at 6 months.
Great, great. God. Why not?
Anyway, love that card.
All right. Ding dong.
Oh, great. Hello.
Now that I've arrived, I want to know.
You seem very fancy.
Yes. If my friends are here, I have something to give them.
Oh, yeah, we've got a few people inside. Are they your friends?
Well, they look like my friends. Do you know what? I would like to give them each something because they look like they worked hard before I got here.
Are you a vampire?
I am, of course, a vampire.
I knew it.
I would like to give something to my friends.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. Come here, friends.
And when the next party comes around, I'll give something to them again, as long as they continue to do their job.
Vampire socialite.
Yes, of course.
I knew it. Okay.
Very fun costume to be.
That's a great costume. Ding dong.
Hello.
Hello. It is I. You hear the sound of wooden wind chimes. Yes. Don't mind the fact that I'm floating off the ground.
Uh-oh.
It might be a little spooky, but...
It is a little spooky for me.
It's just what I do when my friends are here.
Oh!
Do you have a match?
Are you a candle grove witch?
Did you hear the sound in your head?
I heard the sound in my head of wooden wind chimes.
The coven sound, which I feel like is also the sound of the Jace puppet pet.
Oh, I haven't heard that one. But they did reuse... You hear the strumming sometimes, the lovesick beast strumming.
What is that?
Like the...
Yeah, I know what you mean, but I don't ever remember hearing it.
I don't remember what cards it's for or if it's just some environment, but I hear the notes.
Oh, no way.
Like in the background. It's not like the forefront sound in something.
Sure.
But there's something that uses that same like strummed notes.
I would feel it for sure because that sound has haunted my dreams for years. And that Jace puppet definitely makes the same wind chimes as Candlegrove Witch just saying.
Yep, yep. Ding dong.
Oh, yes.
Great. Hi. I know it's very strange to come dressed as a place, but that's what I've done. There's no one here except me and the sound of grass and the lapping of waves.
Bizarre. Grass and waves.
I know.
Mm, a place. You're a land. Grass and waves. The green blue land.
No, not quite. Grass and waves. Grass. Grass and waves.
The white blue land.
Shh, yes.
Deserted beach.
Yes.
Well, I also have the Tavern Smasher Tavern Ruffian. Oh,
we had three copies of that card in this pack.
Are you serious?
We have...
every kind.
We have foil normal, equinox.
And foil and equinox. Foil equinox.
Do you know what?
Weird.
I think comment on this video with what your favorite Innistrad Halloween costume would be, and we'll send you
all three.
The full trio of Tavern Smashers. You yes. too can own just each variant
of
each
Tavern Smasher.
Tavern Smasher kind.
And I'm just going to like frame this little Sagrada.
Yeah.
How do you say it? Sagrada, yeah.
Yeah.
I was saying Sagrada, but that's because I was thinking of Sagrada Familia. Because this is beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, thank you all for joining us on this Halloween night. Spooky.
Very spooky.
Everybody, it's time to say thank you to Ultra Pro.
Yes. Thank you so much to another wonderful sponsor of this show, Ultra Pro. They make dice, they make deck boxes, they make play mats. They provide us with so much awesome stuff for all of the giveaways that we do.
Absolutely. We just finished shipping out all of the giveaways for a Planned Parenthood fundraiser.
Yes.
So if you're in the U.S., your package is shipped.
Wow.
Filled with Ultra Pro goodies.
Yes.
If you're overseas, it has yet to ship, but it will. But yeah, so thank you to Ultra Pro for all these sweet giveaways.
Yes, they're so amazing. Check them out at your local game store. Check their stuff out at Card Kingdom, or check their stuff out. Follow them on Twitter.
Yes.
Check out their website, because so much cool stuff. Double-sided playmats. They're beautiful new dice.
Gorgeous. The Eclipse dice.
Beautiful new Eclipse dice.
Yeah, they have so many different kinds of dice, which are really cool.
Yes. Maria, you have so many.
I love dice.
You have a dice lust.
Yeah, it's true.
Other people have wanderlust and you have dice lust.
I have dice lust. Accurate. Yeah, they've got everything. Just Magic player stuff. They also have stuff for D&D players. So if you're like, oh, yeah, I need to buy a present for somebody who loves D&D, they've got super cool dice bags. Like, they have a dice bag that looks like a mimic.
Ooh, yeah.
So like all great. That kind of stuff. You can find it at Ultra Pro's website. You can find that in the show notes. We have a link to it. Use that. It's our affiliate link, and you can get whatever you need for your magical life.
Wow, what a flavor-filled episode.
This was a flavor-filled episode. We had story, we had trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
We had me opening the Sagrada.
I also still feel bad about saying mean things.
Well, look. That it is what it is. What can you do?
I really wish
that
I
author
enjoyed...
is welcome to listen to our show and tell us that we're terrible.
Yeah, honestly.
I welcome
Although I did check to make sure that they don't follow us and don't listen to our show before saying all of that. Because no one needs to hear mean words about themselves unless they're feeling like it.
Well, we still have three episodes to go. Maybe we'll have a redemption.
I enjoyed trash talking more. It's supposed to be fun, I thought. People always talk about it like it's fun.
I know. Maybe we'll call Simon Cowell and we'll have him give us a few lessons.
Yes, we will.
For $4 million.
Oh, wow.
Probably.
Become a patron so that we can afford
trash talk lessons.
Trash talk lessons from Simon Cowell. And Cowell. Don't you want...
Or Gordon Ramsay.
Yes. Don't you want Good Luck High Five to have better trash talk skills? Please become
Please
a patron.
Donate.
Thank you so much again to Emily, Rick, Sad Trombone, Nathan, and Chris for becoming patrons this past week.
Thank you so much
to us.
You can become a patron at any dollar level you want. Even a buck, you'll be a patron. Mm-hmm. And you can donate a lot of times in your native currency. So that is helpful as well.
Also great.
At Patreon. You also get access to a special RSS feed of our podcast, which gets you Good Luck High Five and also gets you the upkeep in one feed. So if you're like, hey, I don't like to switch between back and forth between feeds, you'll get a special patron-only feed.
Ooh.
And you get everything in one feed.
Spicy.
All in one. Yeah, all inclusive. So that's a kind of a cool perk we don't talk about a lot, but that also exists.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you again to Card Kingdom and Ultra Pro for being our sponsors. Head to patreon.com/glhfmatch to become a patron. Get your name read before the next episode and be a super cool person too.
Yeah.
Remember about our Tavern Ruffian giveaway?
Yep. You too.
And we'll can also, own three.
We'll throw in some other really cool stuff. So that it's not just a gag gift of three types of Tavern Ruffian.
Yeah. But yeah, we've got so much cool stuff coming up. We're going to do predictions about Crimson Vow coming up next week because it's the Crimson Vow debut day on the 28th.
Yeah.
So we want to get those in before the big moment of the reveal of what's going on in that set, but I couldn't be more excited for it.
Me neither.
Yeah, so looking forward to next week, talking more magic, getting our vamp on.
Yeah. All right. Until next time, party people.
Let your fangs down and your wolf's out.
Fangs down, wolf's out.